Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us. And today tag is Loving God Friday. So we are Loving God Friday. Let us go to prayer. Father in heaven, great, powerful, and full of love, we lift our hearts and praise for the privilege of coming to prayer. We thank you for this beautiful day. Give us a special grace as we join your exalted Son in his ministry of prayer. Search our hearts, Lord, and show us if any sin is hindering your work in our lives. May we be responsive without delay whenever you make the consciousness of our sin. How grateful your totally forgiveness in moments we've confessed our sins and go back to you, our Lord. We thank you for the Artist International and Artist Now, Artist Life. We pray for the DS Daily own family. We thank you for the beautiful, two beautiful women of God, Lord, Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their vision for the TMC call for the past 6 years. Pray for the speaker going to download a word in telecommunication sanctuary. Thank you for the prayer warriors and the TMC family and the guests that joined us this morning. And thank you, Lord. We pray for the bereaved family, and that God loves you, and so do we. We pray for the sick and the shut-in, go by the hospital, nursing home, and also, Lord, we're going to pray for the gentlemen that anyone's incarcerated this month. Keep us, remember that you are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So God be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just say, everyone, enjoy your holiday. And host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister Cox. God bless you and have a good one. Enjoy your weekend.
Amen. Thank you for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia, and we want to wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather together early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately know as Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because our God is a God who does things decent and in order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. That Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We know that we have a bridge number that you can call into if you're having problems with the original number, and that number is 857-957-1147, and the access code is the same, 957-677-pound. Again, if your cell phone network wants to charge you, you can use the bridge number. That's 857-957-1147. And the access code is 957-677-POUND. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. And that same day, you can also listen to the playback by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of our calls have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call until today. And you can visit our website, that's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team and greet like Minister Cynthia did, host like I'm doing now, or if the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, please email us. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-POUND. Again, we are preparing for the next artist conference in September, and if you just stay tuned, there will be more information. Artist Life is doing some new and powerful things, and just stay tuned for that next conference coming in September. Now, I am going to move out of the way so that the mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. Today, our messenger is none other than our very own Minister Willa. Minister Willa is an amazing woman of God. She is a true friend. She is a true prayer warrior. She continues to press in and pray like no other time. She is just, I mean, for me personally, she has been a great friend in time of need. Minister Willa has been married to Gerald Peterson for 41 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy. After living in her hometown of Oak Park, Illinois for 38 years, Minister Willa and her husband Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida in October of 2016. Minister Willa is a member of the Living Word Church Center in Forest Park, Illinois, where she is an active member of the Tate Ministry and Evangelism Team. God has blessed Willa to unite with and become a member of Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she looks forward to continuing and serving in the capacity where God would have her serve. An elementary school teacher, with emphasis in reading diagnosis and remediation, Minister Willa left the profession in order to raise her children. She returned many years later and worked as an inclusion teacher for children with special needs and as a librarian. Minister Willa resigned from the profession after terminally ill diagnosis of her beloved mother-in-law. She returned to teaching profession after the passing of her mother-in-law as a substitute teacher for Chicago Public Schools. She is a woman after God's own heart. Minister Willa is excited about the new chapter in her life in Tampa. However, most of all, Minister Willa is excited about getting to know people in Tampa and sharing the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and His Word and strives to let that love show in every area of her life. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Minister Willa. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai, my sister, and thank you so much for that warm introduction. I mean, you added some things that I didn't even have written down, and I so appreciate that, and I consider you as not only a dear friend, but as my sister as well. And to Minister Cynthia, whom I love to call my directional sister, oh, thank you so much. And I say that lovingly to Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for opening us up with prayer and for greeting the people of God as we took our seats here in the telecommunications sanctuary. And to my dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we belovedly call our Mother Eagle, thank you so much for the confidence once again you have shown in me and bringing forth the morning manna for today. And I don't take this assignment, I don't take it lightly, because I am so humbled to have the opportunity to serve God's people in this way, and I do love you dearly. So, Lord, all of you and none of me, as I bring forth the message this morning, please empty me of all of myself and fill me with your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, The title of this message this morning is Caring Enough to Forgive, Even During the Tough Times. And I listened to what Minister Kai was saying about me, about just, you know, loving on others and all. And sometimes that's just kind of hard to do. So my message is caring enough to forgive even during the pain, actually. And this is found in Colossians 3, 8. That's the scripture verse which I'm using, in verses 12 to 13, which says, "But now you yourselves are to put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth." Verses 12 and 13. "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do." So family, you know it is no secret that there is always something new to learn about ourselves. As you know, we here on the TMC are all about being transparent about our lives with the hopes that we can be a blessing to you, our TMC family, because many of us are walking down the same path. Well, all my life, I view myself as someone who is able to forgive and forget whatever transgression I experienced. So I thought. I would tell people God has given me the ability to forget the wrong or hurt that was done to me. There was a time when I was a makeup artist, and I started a business called Let's Make Up, Inc. The title was a double entendre, meaning that the title had two meanings. I held workshops to teach women how to correctly apply their makeup according to their face shape, and I gave strategies on how to make up and reconcile broken relationships. Well, at that time, I had never experienced an emotional hurt that was painful to the core of my heart until 7 years ago when I realized I really did harbor unforgiveness. Since that time of speaking on forgiveness and now, I realized how superficial my advice must have been to my workshop attendees, because while I was speaking from a sincere heart, I had never experienced such deep hurt and how God can bring you through. It is kind of like telling a drug addict you understand what they're going through when they want to get clean from drugs, and you haven't gone through something like that yourself. I had a revelation that this view of myself and the ability to forgive everyone, no matter what the cause, was not so. You see, it was easy to forgive others for the not-so-big infractions, and for those who were not close to me, individuals with whom I did not have a personal relationship, forgiving them was not difficult at all. I must preface this by saying the relationship with this family member was strained from the beginning, which for me compounded my ability to extend forgiveness to them. I realized forgiving them had been the hardest thing for me to do, and I know I really needed help in this area. So with God's help, I have come some distance. I am doing better in the area of forgiveness. I am currently enrolled in a small group at my church entitled, Do You Really Want to Get Well? And I am reading Tony Evans' book on detours, called Detours, based on the life of Joseph. So I will share with you what I have learned and the tools I am working with. And you see, I'm still saying working with, because it is a work in progress. Then the hopes of being able to help those of you who are struggling in this area also. So to begin, number one, many of us today find ourselves held hostage by a leash. The links of the chain are anger, bitterness, resentment, and revenge. All of these, however, come down to one thing, unforgiveness. Unforgiveness holds us hostage, and that wasn't number one. Forget about the number one. And when we try to pull away, when we think we have overcome the hurt, we sometimes have a tendency to rewind the video of transgression that was done to us by thinking about it or calling up a friend to rehash the hurt that we thought we had gotten over, and it pulls us back to the beginning. And we find ourselves prisoners all over again to what someone else had done to us, or perhaps what we have done to ourselves. That is where I had been. Now, I must admit, as I conducted my workshops, I thought forgiveness was a good idea until in these past 7 years when I was required to forgive even the family member with the strained relationship, just as I would forgive everyone else. Deep in my heart, I know that is what pleases God. I knew that was the right thing to do, but did I really want to get well? Did I really care enough to forgive? Or did I really think I was hurting the person, repaying them by holding on to unforgiveness? Now, forgiveness does not mean approving a wrong or excusing an evil. I have realized forgiveness is not necessarily the reconciliation of a relationship. The word forgiveness in the Greek means to release. Forgiveness is the choice to release a person from an obligation for a wrong committed against us. In the New Testament times, the word was used when canceling a debt. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:12, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. I was asking God to forgive me my debt. However, my relationship with the Lord cannot be made right until my relationships with others are made right. When I think about forgiveness, my mind goes to the type of heart Joseph had in forgiving his brothers. Genesis chapters 37 through 50 focuses on the story of Joseph, the struggles he had been vehemently disliked by his brothers. He was sold into slavery, thrown into prison because of a lie told by Potiphar's wife, thought he had an opportunity to get out of prison when he interpreted the chief butler's dream, but yet the chief butler didn't remember Joseph but forgot him. And that tells us that in Genesis 40:23. So from the chief butler forgetting him to remembering him 2 years later, when Pharaoh had a dream requiring interpretation, and then he interpreted Pharaoh's dream, rising to power, and then being overseer over everything Pharaoh owned. Genesis 41:39-41 tells us, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown us all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. So as horrible as Joseph's struggle was, God had a plan. He was working behind the scenes. Be assured, God is working behind the scenes in your life and mine as we go through whatever is challenging us. And for me, he is really bringing me to a place of forgiveness. Through God working with me in the area of forgiveness, I have learned, number one, there are two types of forgiveness: unilateral forgiveness and transactional forgiveness. And a lot of what I'm saying now comes from my Do You Really Want to Get Well class small group, as well as the book by Dr. Tony Evans on detours. So there are two types of forgiveness, and I found this in as I was reading Dr. Tony Evans' book, the unilateral forgiveness and transactional forgiveness. Unilateral forgiveness occurs when you forgive someone and yet the person has not asked for it, requested it, or even repented of what they did to you. Unilateral forgiveness means that on your own, without their involvement, you choose to grant forgiveness. Extending unilateral forgiveness sets you free from being hostage to something that some other person may never get right. Or perhaps the person who hurt you has passed away, and the opportunity for apologizing to them is no longer there. Unilateral forgiveness means I forgive so I can move on. Transactional forgiveness is when there is a desire for reconciliation and repentance has taken place. It is when the person or persons who have offended you are willing to confess what was done wrong and seek to restore the relationship that was broken. This type of forgiveness reestablishes the relationship. Number two, Joseph did not wait for his brothers to ask for forgiveness before he gave it. Instead of harboring bitterness or returning hatred for hatred, Joseph looked beyond his brothers to see the hand of God. Genesis 50, 19 through 20 tells us, Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." Joseph saw the sovereign hand of God. Therefore, his brothers had nothing to fear, even at Jacob's passing. Because Joseph recognized that God meant it for good and would not take God's role as judge, he was able to forgive his brothers and not only forgive them, but bless them and reconcile their relationship with him. Number three, we often interpret our tragedies as injustices or punishments for unknown faults. But we must understand that God sometimes leads his children into suffering that he might bring out of that suffering some greater good. Joseph not only forgave his brothers, but lovingly and overwhelmingly met their need in the time of famine. Joseph was caring enough to forgive. Number four, forgiveness is a choice. Now, it is a beautiful word when you need it, but it can be an ugly word when you have to give it. But it is the bridge we must all cross at one time or another in our lives. Crossing that bridge, whether to accept or offer forgiveness, sets us free from bondage and releases the strongholds Satan tries to keep us from reaching our destiny. Number five, forgiveness doesn't mean we no longer feel the pain, nor does it mean to forget the fact about what happened. And I must admit, I still feel the pain, but God is working me through that. Forgiveness means that you no longer hold the situation or the person hostage for the pain they caused, nor will you allow Satan to hold you from your destiny by being held by a leash around your soul called unforgiveness. Forgiveness closes the gap between what I have and what I owe. God's word tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God has extended forgiveness to us, and we are to close the gap by extending forgiveness to others. Number six, finally, the ultimate act of forgiveness was demonstrated by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. After being falsely accused, rejected, spat upon, beaten until unrecognizable, ridiculed, mocked, made fun of, and nailed to a tree, crucified, in spite of all that, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that's in Luke 23:34. None of us has experienced that degree of pain. And as I thought about what I was going through, I said, no one has spat upon me. No one has beaten me till I'm unrecognizable. No one has ridiculed. I mean, it may have been ridiculed, but I have not been nailed to a tree or crucified. And yet our Lord and Savior did that. He died on that cross. He went down to hell. He wrestled with Satan. He took the keys and rose again just for you and me. So certainly, he has given us everything we need to forgive. Although we cannot change what has happened in our lives, We can change the effects by choosing forgiveness, and that's what I have decided to do. Because forgiveness changes the effect the past will have on my future and on yours. I pray this message has been a blessing to you as we journey on life's path together. That's the end of my message. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, I thank you for the amazing woman of God and Minister Willa. Lord, you just let her be transparent and pour out her heart as she shared with us on caring enough to forgive. Lord, we thank you that everything her hand touches will prosper 100-fold. Lord, just continue to be the lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path, oh God. Continue to lead and guide her. Father, continue to just build up her marriage. Cover her kids with your hedge of protection. Lord, we thank you for this woman of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, you know the desires of their heart, oh Heavenly Father, and we just ask you to keep them covered in your loving kindness, in your grace, your mercy, and your peace that passes all understanding. We ask that you continue to guide the leaders of Artist Life, oh Heavenly Father. Father, show them exactly where this company should be going. Give them direction. Give them your purpose for this ministry. Lord, we thank you for every member of the TMC call. We thank you that you are continuing to touch our hearts and minds, oh Heavenly Father, that we continue to walk in your perfect will. We ask you to keep the bereaved families, oh Lord. Father God, just love on them. Give them your peace which passes all understanding. Be their ever-present help in time of need, oh God. Lord, we know that your word cannot return to you vain, void, or unproductive, oh Heavenly Father. So we surrender and submit it to you all right now, in the precious name of Jesus we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to hear this word on caring enough to forgive, you can listen to the playback at 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-pound. This is Prayer Request and Praise Report Friday on the Master's Call. So you have to, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, stay on the line immediately following the benediction, and we will go into the second part of this ministry call. Again, we are so thankful that each of you have joined us, and we look forward to hearing you again on Monday. I will now call Minister Willa back to give us our benediction for part one. Minister Willa?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. James 5:16 tells us, confess your transgressions to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And I believe healing comes in more than just physical healing, but it's emotional healing as well. So, Lord, I just pray right now that whatever it is we're going through, Father, that we know that you have given us everything we need to make it through that. And speaking of forgiveness, Lord, I pray that you will cause each and every one. First of all, I thank you for working with me. And I thank you for allowing me to be transparent in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask right now that as we go forward, that you would help each of us who is struggling in that area, help us to care enough to forgive, even in the pain. We give you praise right now, Lord, and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, remember, my TMC family, we're going to hold on for today is Friday for prayer requests and praise reports. But as I always say, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. Go out and have a safe and wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And let's keep those who have gone before us in our hearts, our veterans who have gone before us, in keeping us safe. Let's remember them and the sacrifices they made as well. So I will turn the call over to Dr. Vanessa. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for that powerful word. To forgive. And as Minister Kai said, thank you for your transparency. You know, it's testimonies, the experiences that we have that really minister to the hearts of others. So thank you for being transparent and making yourself vulnerable so that others could get the victory today. And how prophetic being this Memorial Day weekend where we have the victory of freedom in our lives in America. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Willa. Thank you, Minister Kai, for hosting the call today. We so love and appreciate all that you do. And my dear Minister Cynthia from Boogie Down Bronx, we thank you for greeting and seating all of God's people and for everyone who has called in to be a part of this call. We thank you for without you making it happen wouldn't be possible. These almost 6.5+ years. A big thanks to everyone who we saw in Houston over the weekend. It was absolutely awesome from beginning to end. The conference was absolutely successful. Had to put out chairs. So many more showed up, especially in our Houston area. And I'm thanking you because I am never without understanding that it's the prayers of the righteous who availeth much. So for some of you all who weren't able to be there, you were there because your prayers were there. Your intercession, your standing in the gap was there. And for that, we are eternally grateful. God's hand is so clearly upon this company. And I tell you, we are the eagle soaring higher and higher each day. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And it was so good to hug so many of you all and just to spend some quality time and the workshops that brought the love and the laughter and the unity. Just an awesome, awesome time in Christ. So again, we thank each and every one of you. Want to invite you right now to start planning and praying for. It will definitely be the last weekend of September. We're just trying to confirm a place right now that all roads head to Las Vegas. So hopefully, prayerfully, diligently, we can all begin to plan for that September 23rd weekend to be in Las Vegas. We don't want you to ever miss another one. We can talk about it, and you hear the excitement in our voices, but it's nothing like being there. We've been through a lot of other cities, and now we're headed back to Las Vegas. So make plans now that last weekend of September of 2017 to head toward Las Vegas, Nevada. And we want to begin to pray. This is a national conference for all of our artist family. The leadership conference was phenomenal, but the whole family, we want you to head out and be a part. And I'm asking for all of you all to begin to pray. Pray that we have favor, as Evie is trying to confirm. She was really thinking we had it done yesterday, so prayerfully today when I speak with her, we'll have confirmed the place where we'll be. But we're shouting out loud, we're shouting out now, encouraging everyone to mark your calendar so you can be there and be a part of what God is doing in our lives and more so in this company, because that's the thread that has brought us all together. That's the thread that knits our hearts, our lives, and allows us to come together each and every day, weekday. And we've been doing it since October 25th, 2010. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers. We want to start off our prayer list, making sure we lift up, spoke and prayed with her last night before she conked out, our Diamond President, Victoria Flanagan, as we pray for Mother Thelma, her mother. She's doing so much better. She's still not out of the woods yet, but every day getting stronger. And I know as we
send the Jehovah Rapha prayers of the righteous. The feeding tube surgery went well. And so I was grateful for that and our prayers, and she wanted to make sure I let each and every one of you know she has felt the love, felt the prayers of her artist family, and we want to continue to lift up Victoria Flanagan's mother. I had a severe case of dehydration and went into brain seizures, and we're getting her back healthy and strong every day. So just continue to lift up Mother Thelma there in East Orange, New Jersey. We also are continuing to lift up our Charlie. May President Charlie May Lewis of Cedar Hill, Texas, is next weekend will be the official homegoing celebration of her sister, Emma Washington. So be praying for the family as they're making plans for her homegoing celebration in Shreveport, Louisiana. We want to continue to lift up Dee Lee. While she was at the conference, I tell you, she'd get one call that her sister had to go into emergency surgery. Then she'd get another call about her daughter having an issue come up. Then another nephew or something was rushed to the hospital. And I just was covering her in prayer, and the faith of God was with her. And she went on and stayed at the end of that day, Saturday, before she headed back. And glory to God, everyone is doing better. But we want to keep Dee Lee and her family lifted up in prayer. We're still continuing to pray for Benita Cates, who we know celebrated the homegoing of Mother Vivian. I think it was 2 weekends ago now, but we definitely want to, right before Mother's Day weekend, that's how I can anchor it. So we are helping her, continuing to lift her up and walk through this season. And for those that I don't know, I didn't mention, God knows, and let us know, and we will definitely be interceding on your behalf. That's what the Master's Call is all about, a place and a platform where we can petition God, where we can bombard heaven, where we can stand on the Word of God. In Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse tells us, one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. And it's more than two on this call this morning. So we want to do our part and know that God will do his. As Minister Willa mentioned to us, we want to remember what the occasion is this weekend. It isn't just a long weekend. It isn't just the beginning of summer. It just isn't a cookout. It's to celebrate, to remember, to memorialize the many who gave their ultimate sacrifice of their life for us to be free here in America. Many countries are crying out for this kind of freedom. Many try to get here to America to experience the freedom we have, and to pray for those families who have loved ones still on the front line, still in harm's way, for our safety and protection. We need to pray for them, pray for these families that have been left behind. So many kids missing important holidays and occasions with their parents because they are and have accepted that role of being on the front line. So Memorial Day weekend is to sit back, reflect, and celebrate the sacrifices in our armed services of the past, of the present, and of the future. So if you want to come with a prayer request even now, hit star 6, then 1, and we will be more than happy to pray for you. That's what we love to do, is to intercede one for another. I do see Miss Jackie, our Silver Fox. It was so good to see you there in H-Town. Good morning. Welcome to our time of prayer and intercession.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And it was just wonderful to see all of our prayer warriors there in Houston and distributors, our family. I am calling you because I am going in for my second MRI this morning. And I want you guys to lift me up in prayer that all is well.
MRI this morning. All righty, Ms. Silver Fox, we got you. We got you covered, and we are already speaking and decreeing that all is well. All righty, a number I don't really recognize yet. 1061. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. It's Ashley. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for calling in. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, pretty well. Figured I would call in, especially this Friday, to get a prayer request. Just to cover in on my household. I know right now it's a trying time, and I am being tested. So it's been a marvelous year. I'm not giving up, and I know there's much more ahead. Just want to make sure I'm continuing on the right path, and definitely want to cover my kids.
Amen. Covered and covered kids. All righty. We got you. We got you. And we are always so happy to hear from you. It's a little earlier in the morning out there, and we appreciate you calling in. Oh, I see a Tulsa number. Good morning. Good morning. 2486. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Thank you so very much, Pastor Vanessa. I tell you, and simply give God your best.
Well, give us your name before you get started. Everybody doesn't know who you are. Now I know this is the woman of God in the
Hallelujah.
Awesome suit.
Hallelujah. This is Edith Bird, and I just want to say I'm so grateful unto our Father for all that he's doing. I have a prayer request for a cousin. She's 100 years old, Isadora Ball, and she has a very strong will and determination. And there are people speaking into her life. Why don't she give up? They're tired, I guess, or whatever. But I would like to add her to the prayer list.
You said she was 100 years old.
She's 100 years old. If she lives to see
Glory
July.
Glory to be God.
She lives in Louisville, Mississippi. And so she has asked me to come. She said, promise me one thing, that you'll never give up. I said, only if you'll do the same for me. She said, well, I can't. She said, so just would you please add her to the prayer list?
I certainly will. And it was so good seeing you this weekend and that you relocated to our H-Town area out in Pearland. I tell you, this is awesome.
It was awesome. I was so thankful for the opportunity to be back in house in the leadership conference. That summit was awesome. It was God ordered, and I'm so grateful for what our Father's doing.
Amen. And we are grateful and excited and so happy to have you back in the fold. Y'all, she was looking so sharp in her peach suit on Sunday. Her, I tell you, from head to toe, the woman of God was profiling. So we praise God for her, and it's so good to hear your voice. All right, we're going to head up to Brooklyn. Good morning, Minister Ida.
Good morning, Dr. Ida.
I want to call you Ida. I'm right through the door. Good morning, Miss Ada Grace. I'm sorry. Good morning, sweetheart.
No worries, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Speaking of a 100-year-old, I want to lift up our house guest who is visiting with us from Guyana, South America, and she is 99 years young. Miss Mama Phyllis Hines and her daughter Peggy are visiting with us. These are relatives of Doug. And what I want to say is that she has the sweetest spirit. And by God's grace, if she lives till March 6th of next year, she will be 100 years young. So I wanted to lift her up. And also just thank you all for continuing to lift me and Doug up as we are down the home stretch to Abraham Day 2017. I can feel your prayers. Thank God. Just continue to pray for our volunteers and our team. And also pray for me as I am released back to work to go back to officially resign and get a couple of paperwork things transitioned out. So I'll be connecting with you, Dr. V, regarding the schedule and my availability once I know exactly what's what. But all is well for the children. My mommy is doing great. Just thanking God for the TMC. What a valuable ministry that has blessed our life so much. We appreciate you. Never take you all for granted. Back to you, Dr. V.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is such a blessing and a reminder that there is still so much wisdom and strength and encouragement we can get from our elderly. The word is so clear on blessing the elderly and the orphans, and to have 100 years old just with us and then 99, wow, wow, wow. And y'all know Miss Josie is 93 and going very strong. Her birthday is in October, and my older brother is back through here again, and she is just full of energy in life. So we praise God for our elderly, and we don't take them for granted. All right, is there anyone else before we go to the Lord in prayer? Please hit *6, then 1, and it will bring you into the queue. This is our time that we always set aside each and every Friday to lift up and pray and hear praise reports. That's why I wanted to let you know and thank you so emphatically for praying for this leadership summit. Everyone you talk to will tell you how very, very blessed they were and how just such a spirit of love and laughter. We had a workshop on Saturday afternoon that was absolutely phenomenal, and it just kept us going and soaring even higher. And I was honored and know I felt the prayers of each and every one of you to minister on Sunday morning. And then many, many stayed over on Sunday afternoon and even into Monday for fellowship. I mean, just an awesome time. And literally, Alejandra and Elvia, you can see the spiritual and the emotional and psychological promotion that they're walking in as the baton has been passed to them. And we just were so blessed by their workshops, their leadership, just from beginning to end, the hand of God. We know Diamond President Reggie did what he'd make it do what it do with his opportunity meeting. He started us off with the bang, and we ended just explosively excited, empowered to really go out and be those ministers in the marketplace. And if you didn't see any pictures, please go to the Artists for Life page or the new Facebook page from Elvie and Alejandre. Go Artist Life, G-O Artist Life. And we're encouraging everyone to join that Facebook page. We are endeavoring to be as visible as possible. So your prayers mean a lot. We're grateful, grateful, grateful for them, and we want you to continue to cover us in prayer. All right. We'll go on and close the queue, and let's go into our time of prayer. Majestic, all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful God, oh, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood on Calvary's cross. Thank you for sending God the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, to live big inside of each and every one of us. Thank you for touching us with the finger of life this morning, for us to wake up and be in our right minds and hearts, to even call in for the Eagles together to be encouraged, to be empowered this day. We do not take anything for granted, and we love you with all of our heart. Father, pour back into your handmaiden, Minister Willa Peterson. I'll thank you for allowing her and empowering her to be transparent this morning and teaching us another road and avenue, tools of forgiveness that are not an option but a mandate in your word. So pour back virtue into this awesome woman of God. Continue to stir up the gifts of God in Minister Willa. Continue to use her big and awesome for your glory and her good. Father, she is truly a praying woman and a matriarch for her family. So we ask you to bless the Peterson family. Thank you for the praise reports that have come forth with her children. And we thank you that she is that Proverbs 31 woman blessed to see. And Father, that precious little baby T, the pictures of love and life and excitement for another generation. thank you for even touching in favor for Macy for this new level of success as we pray for even greater favor even now for Jaden as we stand in the gap and believe, God, that the desires of his heart with flying shall be accomplished. And we just thank you for her life and her love for God and for you. So, Father, we just pour back and just ask you to give her even greater in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we say thank you for answering our prayers for the Leadership Development Summit in Los Angeles and Houston. We thank you that your conspicuous presence permeated the entire summits. And we thank you now that as we begin to look ahead and pray for the success in September for the upcoming Artists United Conference, we thank you that that spirit of unity will flood our hearts, will bellow over the airlines and over everywhere we talk and share artists. That spirit of love and unity will continue to grow. We thank you, Father, for the founders of artists. We lift up the Adair de Leon family. I thank you for the growth, the strength, the maturity, the godly counsel and wisdom that you surround Elvia and Alejandre with in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their families that continue to do a great work in them and through them. Now, Father God, we thank you for every listener on the line, the spoken prayer request and the unspoken prayer request. Have your way, Daddy God. Now we send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to Mother Thelma there in East Orange, New Jersey. I thank you that you continue to touch her and strengthen her body. Father, brain seizures are a name, and they must bow to the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that the dehydration is left and will never come again. I thank you for the peace that you continue to give Queen Victoria and just bless her and Reggie, the power couple of health. And I just thank you as she talks to the different facilities and the social work and the things that have to be done. Give her the favor, give her the wisdom, give her the insight to take the great and good care of her mother that she so desires in this time and this season. Now I speak that comfort to President Charlie and to our dear Benita Cates that as they have had loved ones transition into your presence, that you give them the peace, that you comfort their hearts, that you strengthen their bodies as they walk through this season, Father. You said that you would never leave us or forsake us. Oh, these are your daughters. Let them feel your peace and your presence for them and their families, Father. And even as the phone calls stop coming and the visits don't come as often and they don't feel the physical sometimes attention that they get immediately after a loved one has died, let them always rejoice and praise your presence that you were there and draw strength from your presence, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let them feel the prayers of their artist family. Now we send the Jehovah Rapha for healing virtue also to Manager D. Lee's family, to her sister, to her niece, nephew, all the family members that I have had health challenges. Father, you know them. And by the blood of Jesus and the healing balm of Gilead, we send the word knowing it will not return void. We also speak the peace to Minister, Manager Dolores Lee. We just thank you that she feels the love of her artist family and she feels your peace and your presence. Now, Daddy God, we don't ever want to forget the reason for this season and this holiday, Memorial Day weekend. Father, we stop to celebrate, to say a heartfelt thanks to those who've given their lives and to the families who have sacrificed that missing person at the dinner table, that missing person at the graduations, at the special events, because they've been on the front line to protect our frontal freedom We don't take it for granted. It isn't just a long weekend. It's a weekend where we pause for the cause to know that, God, you have blessed America. And even now, for those who are in harm's way, who are far away from their family, their loved ones, and those loved ones who are going through another holiday separated from the one they love, all you fill the void is only you can do. You bring the peace and let them feel the appreciation for the sacrifice they've given. And for those families whose loved ones have given that ultimate sacrifice and that loved one is there with you, oh, God, comfort them, keep them. The peace of God, your presence, Lord, we ask to be at this holiday. Memorial Day, as many will visit the gravesites, and some tears will fall, you be the comforter. You be the one that gives them the peace that surpasses all of their understanding. And as we celebrate the victories, we send the ministry angels of God to protect those on the front line, the blood hedge of protection. Michael, Archangel of War, we dispatch you even now as a garrison of ministry angels around our soldiers, around those embassies around the world that fly that American flag, of those who call on the name of Jesus. You be their protection. You be their battle axe against any tentacles of the enemy that would try to wrap around them. We thank you for the Jehovah Nisi. Victory. Victory in you, Christ Jesus. Now we pray for Miss Jackie and Minister Jackie, our silver fox, as she goes to take her MRI this morning. Now I just thank you that all is well. The word of healing has already been sent and that all is well. Give her peace in her heart. Give her peace and confidence to know you got her and you got this in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our dear sister, Ashley. We just thank you for her life. We thank you for her leadership, her being that parent in the home. We bless her household. We bless her household that your presence permeates and that the tangible power of your presence be there in the life of her children, the blood hedge of protection. Father, no weapon formed against your daughter shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against her shall be put to shame. I thank you for her love for you, her unconditional love for you, that you are working every situation out for her, the victories that you've promised, Father, that your word does not return void. And just like we prayed for our dear sister Ashley, we speak that same prayer for everyone in our artist family. God, that the blood of Jesus be over the doorpost first of our hearts. The blood of Jesus that you talked about in Deuteronomy 5 be on the doorpost of our homes. The blood of Jesus be on the doorpost of our jobs and our going in and our coming out in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for our dearest sister, Minister Edith Bird. We thank you for you just being with her and her relocation to Pearland, Texas, and this new season in her life, that all is well, and you're doing the exceeding abundantly above. I thank you for her absolute love for you. Oh, this is your mighty woman of God. Continue to use her to be that light in dark places. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of her. Father, continue to let the word of God flow and come out of her in the name of Jesus. Now we pray for Mother Isadora Ball. I thank you 100 years, Father, a century. Ah, glory. You've allowed her to see 6-7 presidents. You've allowed her to see the segregation, the Jim Crow, the civil rights, the women's movement. You've allowed her to see the industrial age and now the technological age. You've allowed her to see the changes all from the outhouse to a president in the White House. I thank you that you've allowed this mother of Zion to look through the annals of time. And by faith, you've allowed her to be here. And I speak life and life more abundantly into this, your foot soldier. I thank you for just her life alone being a living epistle and encouragement, just a model, a matriarch of what your word will do in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, put the people around her that are going to continue to speak life and life more abundantly in Louisville, Mississippi. And even as Minister Edith goes to see her, that she will continue to have a life that glorifies you. Now, we thank you for Minister Ada with her house guest, Mama Phyllis of 99, and Peggy visiting from Ghana. We just thank you for Doug and his being able to spend time with his family. And we just thank you for their traveling mercies and this special time of koinonia, fellowship, and family and love. Thank you for her testimony of life. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that loving you is the best health and medicine we could ever have. Serving you is the best exercise we could ever experience. I thank you that Minister Ada joys and is blessed by this time of fellowship. And even, Father, as she transitions in this last season, going back to work and getting ready to retire, that your hand of favor leads and guides all along the way. Now, Father, we're continuing to pray for Abraham Day, July 15th. We call out the good weather, great weather. We call out all the necessary volunteers. Father, we've been calling in all the finances, the budget met in the name of Jesus from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We're clarion call in the realm of the spirit, calling for people for it to be even 4 or 5 times larger and greater than last year. Now, I just thank you for you just bringing all the plans and the implementation of the plans together. We speak the blood hedge of protection around Abraham Day, because it does belong to you, Daddy God. So we just thank you for what you put in Minister Ada's heart, and that this vision is being walked out. Now, Father, for everyone on the line, I speak and decree into their lives to simply give God their best this day, because it's a day that was not promised, and you've allowed us to experience this day. We give you our best, God, our best in our going in and our coming out, our best in being the light in dark places, our best in being your hands extended, our best in being the minister in the marketplace, our best in choosing to snatch out of the jaws of hell lives, opportunities, and place them back in the pace of your marvelous light. So, Father, I thank you for stirring up the gifts inside of each and every one of us, reminding us that 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So as we leave this call, but we never leave your presence, you said you'd be with us. You'd go before us and make the crooked pathway straight. As we close out the end of this month, Father, we'll press for the prize of the high mark of your calling. We'll press to do our part to reach that rank. We'll press to do our part in these 90 days to make sure the goals, the ranks, the walking across the stage, we'll do our part. And we know your rule, wind of God, breath of God, favor of God will flow in us and through us to achieve that place called success. So we go out rejoicing. We go out empowered. God, we go out remembering that word today, that we care enough to make sure forgiveness flows in our lives, because we know you don't move over unforgiveness. A prayer that's full of unforgiveness bounces off the ceiling back to the ground. So we choose to have a heart full of forgiveness. Check us, but we need to be checked. Illuminate into our heart what we need to correct, because our heart's desire is to love you, to be the deer that panteth after the water of your word, Father, the power of your presence, and to be your ministers in the marketplace. We seal it, we decree it, and declare it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, I encourage each and every one of you to go out and have a blessed faith Memorial Day weekend. Take the time to love on some families who loved ones are on the battlefield. Take some time to love on some family members who will forever have a space in their heart missing from a loved one who has gone on and given their life for our freedom. This is our opportunity as ministers in the marketplace. Be blessed. Love each and every one of you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.